This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And here's what we have this hour. We'll do a little bit of illegal immigration talk, some emails, emotional support animals. We'll make fun of the media, all that, Dan Bongino's birthday, and so much more coming up this final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. So obviously you already heard about Trende Aragua pulling people's fingernails out in an apartment in Colorado, in Aurora, Colorado. And I played for you earlier the police chief venting his frustrations about, we've been going through this, where's the help?
It was a male and a female. They were accosted by approximately 13 to 15 armed individuals. They were pistol whipped, they were beat, they were mistreated. One of the male was actually stabbed, he had a stab wound. So does that fall in the category of torture for me? Yeah, it does. There is a high assumption that they may...
Not good. They've arrested 19 of them.
And then it comes to...
Yes, hi, Jesse.
It was...
Arrested 19 suspected Trende Aragua gang members in Aurora, Colorado. They say kidnapped and tortured two victims for hours. This all happened at the Edge at Lowry Complex, which is the same apartment complex that was overrun by the violent gang earlier this year.
Okay. I just wanted to read you this little headline, this little tidbit. This is from Front Page Mag. Biden administration rushes out a rule to make it easier for foreign workers to take American jobs. I'll combine that with the mayor of Denver saying this.
Trump's new border czar, Tom Homan, has said that he is willing to arrest leaders like yourself for standing in the way of these policies that they want to enact. Would you be willing to go to jail for these things?
Yeah, I'm not afraid of that. And I'm also not seeking that. I think the goal is we want to be able to negotiate with reasonable people how to solve hard problems.
You would encourage people to protest.
I think we're going to look at every option. But yeah, I don't think that there are, I talked to some high school kids this week who were terrified about this. I don't think those kids are going to stand there and watch three of their classmates get pulled out of a history class with the other 27 stand by and do.
Remember that all this is happening on purpose. American citizens are being tortured, stabbed, beaten, pistol whipped because Democrats brought illegals into the country on purpose. Americans are losing their jobs because the Biden administration is bringing in legal immigrants as fast as they possibly can on purpose. As we've explained a million times, this is all being done on purpose, not an accident. Joe Biden's not a functional adult. He has America-hating communists running the country. They have opened up the country and brought them all in as fast as they possibly can. That's why the cries of Eric Adams fell on deaf ears.
When this issue happened and we asked for assistance over and over again, and I refused to remain silent while I was watching this city harm, we no longer received the support that we deserved. We no longer had an opportunity to communicate with the president. It was a clear statement from the White House that they didn't appear to be happy that I was standing up for the city. And other mayors should do that. Look at what happened in these other cities, Chicago, Denver, Los Angeles, Houston. Cities should not be taking away the resources from their residents to handle a national crisis.
And that is exactly why we need Tom Homan to get in there and do what he says he's going to.
Day one will be ICE officers across the country will be out on the streets. Right out of the gate, President has made it clear, and I made it clear, that priority right out of the gate is public safety threats and national security threats. And there's plenty of them to find, right? I looked at the data under the Biden administration.
the deportation of criminal aliens have decreased 74%. So we have all those folks that the Biden administration failed to deport, plus you got this over 10 million encounters on the southern border that they came across. We got a lot of them to look for too. So the public safety threats are plenty, and it's going to keep us busy.
He was asked how many people.
I don't have a number. We want to arrest as many people as we can. They're in the country illegally, again, based on prioritization. We want to arrest every criminal, every gang member that's here illegally. That's a public safety threat. We want to arrest every fugitive, those who had due process at great taxpayer expense and have an order of deportation but didn't leave and became a fugitive. We got over 1.5 million of those. And look, we got millions of people here illegally. I've said that if you're here illegally, you're not off the table.
I like it. That's exactly how we need to be talking. Dear Lamborghini Jesse. Okay, so let me explain. I don't have a Lamborghini. I've never sat in a Lamborghini. I have touched one before, but that's about as close as I've ever gotten to one. But there was a picture floating around on the internet of some extremely tall guy driving a Lamborghini convertible. And he was so tall that his head stuck out completely clear above the windshield. And it was a picture from behind, and someone said it was me. It was not me. That's not my car. I don't have a Lamborghini, nor would I ever spend $200,000-$300,000 on a car under any circumstances. That's insane to me. I'm the guy freaking out about $147 to overnight a couple pieces of paper. I'm not spending $200,000 for a Lamborghini. Anyway, the guy says, "Dear Lamborghini Jesse, now that we finally caught you parading around town in your midlife crisis car, we must know how it is that you can afford a Lambo, but not a decent bottle of wine for our brother Dan Bongino for his 50th birthday party. We also need to know what type of wine it was, and please don't tell us it was boxed." All right, so I went to Dan last week. I went to Dan Bongino's 50th birthday party. He's my buddy. I love Dan. And he had a 50th birthday party. The wife was mortified. She decided she wanted to stop on the way over and bring a bottle of wine. Pretty customary. You don't want to show up empty-handed at someone's birthday party. So we stop in this little strip mall, rundown liquor store with bars on the windows. It was all there was. And she walks in and she asks the guy, "What's your best bottle of wine?" Now, we're not in some fancy Total Wine store or something like that. It's rough in there. She said, "What's your best bottle of wine?" And you should have seen the look on the guy's face behind the counter. I don't think he gets asked that question a lot. And he takes her to some bottle of wine. And I think it was $60, $70, something like that. So that's good. What, Chris? That's good. Is that not good wine? I don't know. I don't buy wine. That's good, right? Isn't it? Okay. So Chris said you don't need to spend a lot of money. Then again, that's what Chris says really about everything. So we'll take that with a grain of salt. Got $60, $70 bottle of wine. And then I asked the guy, "What is the worst wine you have?" And it has to come in a box. And I forget what it was. Franzia. I think it might have been Franzia or Barefoot, whatever it was. I think it was a half gallon of it. And I think it was $6.99 or something like that. It's got to be just pure wretched garbage. And I brought that for Dan. And when I walked into his birthday party, he saw me. I said, "Dan, I brought you something nice." And he was so, you could tell he didn't even understand at first. He looks and I'm like, "This is some wine for you." And I said it with a total straight face too. Sorry, Dan. "Hey, Jesse, my father died during the pandemic. I wasn't able to be with him or see him before, so I can empathize. He was a Naval Command Master Chief. We lived in Hawaii for 3 years, from 78 to 81. He took the ferry to Ford Island every day to work, and we would get to go with him occasionally." This is from that Pearl Harbor episode or little history bit I did a little while ago. "That inlet is so small. It really was ingenious on the part of the Japanese and ridiculously stupid on the U.S.'s part to load it up. Although Ford Island was repaired, they left ordnance in many outer walls, maybe as a reminder to never forget. It wasn't lost on us, even though we were only elementary school, junior high aged. Great show." He says, I can say his name. His name is Michael, but he said, "You can say my name, but you do me a bigger honor by saying my father's, Edward Spriggs." That's his father's name. And then he goes on to say, because the commie hag he married refused to honor his wishes and bury him next to our mother, instead of having him cremated and split between 8 to 10 family members. I hope she suffers horribly until she gets hit by a bus. Of course, we three kids wish her all the best. It sounds like you wish her all the best. But yes, honor and respect to Mr. Edward Spriggs. So there's some fairly rough economic news out there if you look close enough. But there's always indicators that don't look great. But one of these stories over the past few years is how the poorer people have gotten it the worst in everything. And that's not new. That's really the history of the world. The poorer you are, the harder things hit you in certain ways, certainly economic matters. And there's a story about store closures we're going to talk about really quickly, then we'll do some more of the emails and stuff. Before we do that stuff, let's talk about getting your T levels up. Let's talk about getting you ready for 2025. 3 months. You know, in 90 days, you can have a 20% increase in your testosterone levels with natural herbal supplements. Or even, you know, let's set aside the male vitality stacks or female vitality stacks from Chalk. What if for just a month or two, what if you started every single day pouring some chocolate powder in a glass of milk or a smoothie or something in the morning, starting out your day with all the vitamins and minerals you can ingest? You think maybe your life would be better? And they have huge discounts on subscriptions? Why don't you go to get a subscription to Chocolate Powder? They're giving out a free $50 bonus product on your first delivery. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Take advantage during the specials. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Reminding you, if you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So there's an article out in CBS about store closures. And this has been a report that's been out there for a couple days now. There's a surge in store closures, 69% in 2024. Which sounds bad already, and it is. But I don't even have a ton I want to say about it. It breaks my heart, and I don't like it. You look into which stores are closing. It's Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, CVS. It's clothes that poor people need, or stores that poor people use, poor people need. And this all brings me back to not just COVID, but so many of our horrible policies we pass in this country. So much of it falls onto the backs of poor people who are barely making ends meet anyway. You know, Family Dollar closes, but maybe it doesn't affect you. Maybe you shop there all the time. Maybe it doesn't affect you, but a lot of people rely on that stuff. And I hate watching what Washington, D.C. has done to this country. And I hate watching how they've assaulted businesses and these local politicians who, of course, turn loose all the dirtball criminals. And the dirtball criminals go loot CVS and they go clear everything they can out. And soon that neighborhood that was really the only store in the neighborhood, it's gone too. And I just hate it. That's all. That was my only point. That's all I wanted to bring up. I don't like it. It's the only thing I have to say about it. Also, Chris doesn't understand what words mean and how to use words. I needed something from Chris, and Chris said, okay, it'll be just a little bit. Now, let me ask you something. If someone tells you it'll be a little bit, what is the time range you think we're dealing with here? If someone told me a little bit, I would think 5 minutes. I mean, that could be even 15 minutes, I realize it's a fairly vague term, but if you told me it was 20 minutes, even 30 minutes, that could qualify as a little bit. Do you know what Chris meant by a little bit? Because as soon as he said a little bit, I said, well, how long's a little bit? Do you know what Chris said? 1 minute. 1 minute. That's not a little bit, Chris. That's 1 minute. You see, if it's 1 minute, then you say 1 minute. What? You said you need a little bit. A little bit is not 1 minute, Chris. That's not how the English language works. That's not how... No, Chris, that's not what words mean. A little bit can be 5 minutes. It can be 10. I would have given you 20. A little bit is never, ever, ever 1 minute, Chris. Learn about words. Anyway, this guy in the voicemail, he knows about words.
Jesse, I like your king picture. The only thing I don't like about it is you are a big man, so you need to get a bigger crown. The crown is too small for your head.
Not guy, lady. And I agree with her. The crown is too small. It does. A big guy, huge hands. I need a huge crown. But don't worry. There'll be many other portraits. We've commissioned some artists to do it. What, Chris? Yeah, listen, they did commission artists. I went on this website and you put your picture in there and they tell you that they're going to make you something. They'll like make you a king or a general or whatever. But then they give you the instructions when you're done uploading what you want done. They're like, we've commissioned some of the finest artists. And I knew in that exact moment that I was going to tell everyone that I commissioned some artists to do this for me. What, Chris? What? That's a good point. This one's a prince. Well, I didn't want to be arrogant, right? I didn't want to make it a king or something like that. Hey, Jesse, the journalist with literally the biggest hands. It brings me so much joy that we have someone on our side the GOP establishment fears. It's awesome to hear them undoubtedly responding to your call to primary senators out who Americans are tired of being betrayed by, who treat their voters like we're stupid. I'll gladly donate money to anyone who runs against the naked Ken dolls of the world. Says I can say his name is KC. Well, it's not just me. Thank you for the compliment, but it's you too. Don't think that you are powerless. We talk about this when it comes to local politics all the time. National politics can feel so overwhelming, and you can feel so powerless, like the new bill, the new CR they're going to pass. No debt ceiling. They're just eliminating the debt ceiling. Adds a fortune to the debt, doesn't cut a thing, it doesn't, and you're sitting there, you're frustrated. You just got the one shot down yesterday, now there's already a new bill, and it sucks too. National politics can get so frustrating because we feel powerless, but we are not when we speak up and speak out. That's why we got one shot down. We probably won't get the next one shot down. But that's why these senators are starting to be afraid of primary challengers. It's not only me. You talk about this too. It is all of us. And yes, that's a good point, Chris. They talk about it. It's not just something you brood about with friends anymore. Oh, somebody should primary that guy. People are getting loud about that. We are realizing this myth of the silent majority is the dumbest idea ever. You should never be silent. You should be loud. You should be organized. We have to push for what we want. There is no quiet, polite way to get cowardly, loser politicians to do the right thing. And so when you have people in the GOP who are screwing you over repeatedly, then they need to be threatened with their seats. That's what we must do. So when Joni Ernst and Lindsey Graham are trying to torpedo Trump's cabinet picks, we need to threaten them with primaries. And they need to be afraid. They're not going to do the right thing on their own. They have to be made to be afraid. And we all contribute to that. Well, we'll do a little bit more on some of this stuff in a moment before I get to that. Let's switch up your cell phone real quick because it's Christmas time and now you're scrambling. Here you are. You're sitting here December 19th. Oh, my gosh. What am I going to do? Let me tell you what you're going to do. You're going to go get that person in your life a brand new phone. Jesse, I can't afford it. With Pure Talk, you can. Brand new iPhones, brand new Androids. Your phone bill will go down. You don't have to break the bank. You can actually save money by switching to Pure Talk. You don't need Verizon. You don't need AT&T. You don't need T-Mobile. Those big mobile companies hate your guts. Pure Talk's the patriotic company whose CEO is a veteran who hire American citizens right here in America. And it's cake. It's 10 minutes on the telephone. Talking to somebody who speaks English. dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you, you need to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. It's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow, and it is the last one of those for the year. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com is where you email them, or you can leave us a voicemail as long as you get right to the point. 877-377-4373. And we've had some complaints about the voicemail message. And I don't even remember. What exactly did I say? Chris, can you play it? Can I hear it here? And what did I say? Is it rude? Was it rude? Chris said it was rude. I don't remember being rude on it, but listen, that's who I am, all right? You're just going to have to toughen up.
I just heard that Trump invited Xi to his inauguration. How about if he gets all these world leaders to show up at his inauguration? I don't think a world leader has ever attended an American inauguration before. Have you?
Yeah, that's fine. New University of Colorado Boulder. Well, the University of Colorado Boulder is it's not exactly a far right institution. I'll put it that way. I've been there before. Actually, it's really fun, but I won't go into the details of that. But it's not exactly a far right wing institution. And they have a course, you see, a new course. It's exploring feminism through Disney characters. And they're catching all kinds of crap about this. And I don't understand why. Disney is the perfect route to understand feminist characters. Have you seen Ursula from The Little Mermaid? That's a feminist right there. Or Pumbaa from The Lion King. Definitely a feminist. Have you seen Pumbaa? Do a close-up on Pumbaa. That's a feminist. That's what they look like. Or Quasimodo from The Hunchback of Notre Dame. That is a feminist. I don't know that I can think of a better group to study feminism than Disney characters. Oh, Chris, you have the voicemail? Play it. I want to hear how rude this is. I don't even remember what I said. What is it?
What's up? It's Jesse Kelly of the Jesse Kelly Show. We did not answer the phone because we didn't want to talk to you, but you are allowed to leave a voicemail here on the Jesse Kelly Show, and it just might get played on the air. So get right to the point. Don't screw it up.
I don't see the problem. Maestro Kelly. Since the illegal immigrants are not citizens and have broken laws to get here, they shouldn't have any rights guaranteed in the Constitution. Yes, that's the way it should be. For some reason, this suicidal country extends constitutional protections to people who don't belong here. Illegals do not belong here. They should not be protected by any American laws. They should be arrested and deported. All of them. Jesse. Oh, this is about SHOT Show. He said, you're missing the obvious answer. You go to SHOT Show and purchase one of those invisible cloak things. That way you can hide all the things you bought under the cloak. Anyway, he says, my question, what, if any, is an appropriate... Oh, it's Ask Dr. Jesse time early, I guess. What, if any, is an appropriate tip to leave for cleaning people? Okay, I have something embarrassing to say about this tip for cleaning people. Now, a lot of your life is how you were raised, and my folks were, we never had a lot of money, of course, but they were always decent tippers. You're going to get a 20% tip. My father believed big time, and my mom, in caring for other people as much as humanly possible, And so they were always decent tippers. But to my knowledge, I don't know that we ever left a tip for cleaning people in hotel rooms. It was not something I had ever heard of in my life. And granted, we weren't exactly staying at the Hilton. Right? It was, we stayed at Motel 6, or we would always push for Best Western because when I was a kid, that was the only place that would have a pool, and we wanted a place to swim because we didn't have a pool, right? But it was always something like that. But even still, someone's cleaning the room, tipping the cleaning lady was just never something that was done. And I grew clear into adulthood, and I never thought about it. I tried to be a very good tipper, especially anymore. I know people are hurting. I admire servers and things like that. You generally start out with 25% with me. Now, you can go down. I'll zero you out if you're an idiot or just rude or something like that. I'll zero you out. But you can go up. I'll give you better than that if you can. What, Chris? What? Chris said, what if you'd leave the do not disturb placard on? I'll get to that in a moment. So I believe in tipping well. I like to tip well. When I found out that tipping cleaning people in the hotel room was the norm, I was mortified, and I'm still mortified at how many times I have not done this. And to this day, I will forget to just leave something for the cleaning lady because I'm not used to leaving something for the cleaning lady. How much do I do it? I leave $5. If I have a $5 bill, I leave $5. That's what I do. To answer your question, Chris, what if you leave the do not disturb sign on the whole time? That definitely sounds like something you would do to avoid having to tip or anything like that. I think that absolves you of your daily tipping. But remember, she's still going to have to come in there at the end, and she's still going to have to clean up after your 3 or 4 days and whatever God-forbidden flea-filled hotel you have put your poor wife and child up in order to save 25 cents. That room is still going to have to be cleaned. Even though you got one of the hourly rooms, Chris, it's still going to have to be cleaned. So at some point, you're still going to have to leave her a fiver, buddy. I've got bad news. Speaking of cleaning ladies, the one we have here in this building has me in stitches, and I'm not sure what to do about it because I don't like scammers, and I don't like lazy people. At the same time, I realize it's a real yin and yang of my personality. I respect the hustle. So we have this cleaning lady in our building. Chris and Corey are both going to know exactly who I'm talking about when I bring her up. This is not a one-off. This has happened to me several times. I catch her when she thinks nobody is looking and she's not doing anything. She's just leaning against the wall, and then she will catch my eye. She always has a rag in her hand. She will catch my eye or feel like she's been caught, and she'll turn and just start rubbing whatever it is she's standing next to. It happened to me today. I walked out of the men's room, and she happened to be, our men's room is in some little hall. It's kind of out of the way. I walk out, and she was obviously just sitting in the corner of the building on her phone. But I walk out, and she wasn't close to anything. There were no windows. There was no nothing. She has this rag in her hand. She turns immediately and starts rubbing the wall. She's just rubbing the wall. And I can't decide if I love her or if I'm deeply resentful of her laziness. But she has a fantastic hustle going. Oh, speaking of hustle. Passenger slammed for bringing gigantic emotional support dog onto the flight. Now, I'm a big believer in service dogs and service animals, especially ones that are trained to, you know, seizures. A lot of vets get a lot of help from these animals with PTSD and things like that, so I get that. But sometimes it's very clear that this is a scam people are taking advantage of. I saw an emotional support Rottweiler on a plane last month. And that person who had it bought one seat. It was back in economy. There were three seats in the row, And the person, of course, got the bulkhead seat. And the person got the aisle seat. And the Rottweiler laid on the feet of the two other passengers for the entirety of the flight. Yeah, that's going to be a no for me. All right, we'll do a few more emails and headlines I didn't get to, and then we're checking out of here until Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Before we do that, let's make sure we're supporting the IFCJ, International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, because the people of Israel need our help. They need our support. They need food. You know, people over there are struggling with food. They need firefighting equipment. Kind of odd, don't you think? Not something you think about. Why would they need that? Well, there are places, especially in northern Israel, they don't have it. They don't have it and they need it. Who provides these things? The IFCJ is the one who provides these things. Not over here sending emails on the ground, being the hands and feet, providing for the vulnerable. Help them do what they do. Go to supportifcj.org or call 888-488-IFCJ. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And then we're checking out of here just until tomorrow. Did you hear Kathy Hochul? Remember, they lie about everything at all times. Not accidentally. They're not misleading. They're lying. They have to. Because if you told the truth about what you're doing, they would never get power again. Kathy Hochul, you know, these Democrats love to talk about, well, crime's down, as they turn all the scumbags loose from jail. Yeah, no, it's not.
I know you like to say that overall crime is down 12%. Since the pandemic, but murders are up 200%, felony assault is up 55%, and burglary is up 140%. So are you saying that this is progress?
Are you talking about statewide, city, or subway?
No, crime in the transit system. I'm okay. Sorry, Governor. Yes, crime in the subway system.
Okay, you want to answer that?
She turns to the guy. You want to answer that? Look, here's the headline. Smith College will offer a white supremacy in the age of Trump course in 2025. White supremacy is not a thing that exists in any organized fashion in this country anymore. If you are ever credibly labeled a white supremacist, your entire life is over. You will never work again. Your children won't be able to go to school. You will end up having to move to a separate state, maybe even a separate country, and change your name. But why do so many of these crazy communists believe they are somehow fighting against the KKK and white supremacy? Because that world of make-believe has been built for them by people who lie about everything and who need them to reside in that world. Do some voicemails.
I hear you talk a lot about food, and yes, you've got a lot of good taste in food.
I don't talk that much about food.
I hear you talk a lot about food, and yes, you've got a lot of good taste in food because you like the same things that I do. But what really bothers me is that you've never once, in my 3 years of listening to your show, brought up grilled cheese and tomato soup. It used to live in Montana. This is simply unacceptable.
All right. I'm going to tell you why. First, don't come at me about grilled cheese. My mom makes the best grilled cheese ever because she essentially deep fries the grilled cheese. It's not even just butter. You know, normal people would make grilled cheese with butter. Maybe you'd spread it on the bread, or maybe you'd drop a little butter in the pan. Oh, not the Kellys. You see, my mom will flat out just take oil and just dump oil in there and get that nice and piping hot, and she'll have the grilled cheese in there. Mm. You know what? Ob makes an amazing grilled cheese too, but I know all about grilled cheese. I lived on grilled cheese when I was in the Marine Corps because the chow hall is kind of terrible and it's not always available for you. You want some ability to eat something, but you don't have any money. I got one of those George Foreman grills. I don't even know if they still make those. Have you seen the George Foreman grills? The George Foreman grill, it's just a grill that sits on your countertop. It's got a top and a bottom to it. And you just put something in there and you drop it down and sizzle it. But I went and got some Kraft cheese, American cheese singles, butter, loaf of bread, and a George Foreman grill. And I used to sell them to my fellow Marines for a buck. You could come by for a buck. And I'll make you a grilled cheese. Always be hustling. I don't have to tell you, Chris. Always be hustling. Always figure out a way to make a buck. So I know all about grilled cheese. The reason you haven't heard me say anything about grilled cheese and tomato soup is it sucks. Because tomato soup sucks. It's inferior. If you want to step your game up, you're going to set aside the ridiculous dipping your grilled cheese in tomato soup, and you'll come around to dipping your grilled cheese in hot sauce. You don't need tomato soup. You need some Texas Pete, Cholula, maybe Cajun Chef, Crystal. There's a million different hot sauces you can choose from. A grilled cheese sandwich reaches its pinnacle when it's dipped in hot sauce, tomato soup. I mean, it's okay. I've done it. I had one of the greatest grilled cheeses ever dipped in that. It was at the Texas State Fair, and they serve a deep-fried grilled cheese sandwich, which has to be tried before death, and they have a little cup of tomato soup there. So I've done it. I'll eat it. But hot sauce is where it's really at. And if you were taking your male vitality stack from Chalk, then your brain would already be working well enough to know that's where it at. Male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks for all anti-communists. That is our goal for 2025. We all need to be on a stack. If we all got on a male vitality stack or female vitality stack, then 1 year from now, we would be sharper. We would be more focused. We would have more energy. We would be ready to do everything, including save the country. So go get yourself a subscription while they have everything on sale. It's the Christmas season. Huge discounts. Month of December. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
MSNBC's Stephanie Ruhle says reaching Harris was like using the Pony Express. I really don't like these mainstream media people whining about not being able to access Kamala Harris. You allowed that when you allowed Joe Biden to run for president without ever doing an interview. They told you what they wanted from you and you gave it to them. Now, I'm glad you get stiffed. Biden-Harris administration greenlights electric vehicle mandate for a dozen states. Trump is just going to spend his entire first week in office eliminating these ridiculous executive orders. Alec Baldwin claims some in Hollywood canceled him after the Rust shooting, like being dead roaming the earth. Yeah, it's wild how much your friends will shun you once you murder somebody. Russia vows response to Ukraine strike with Western missiles. Let's just hope we can get this thing wrapped up. Gosh, we can't get Trump there fast enough. Wall Street stocks rebound despite government shutdown threat. Wall Street wants everything to continue as it is because Wall Street is married to Washington, D.C. Don't ever judge the goodness or badness of legislation based on whether or not Wall Street likes it. You know what Wall Street likes? Vast quantities of your money, which is what they hoover up through the tunnel that is Washington, D.C. Ohio school district to pay $450,000 to a teacher fired for not using the trans students' pronouns. A reminder that we need to be more litigious. Report: Walmart is giving employees body cameras to increase safety. Can you even imagine the highlight videos we are going to get from Walmart body cameras? I will see you tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.